Henry V was determined that his reign would mark a sea change in the fortunes of the English monarchy. Although he had not been born to be a king, he had, quite literally, received a textbook training for his future role. Books of advice on this subject, known as mirrors for princes, had a long tradition dating back to classical times. And an English version, written by Thomas Hocleave, a clerk of the Privy Seal, one of the departments of state, and part-time poet, had been dedicated to Henry himself when he was Prince of Wales. Christine de Pizan, an Italian-born French poet and author of books on chivalry, had written a similar work for the Dauphin Louis, in which she recommended that moral virtues as well as practical skills should be taught, stressing above all the importance of acquiring discipline, humanistic learning, and early experience in the workings of government. In all these things, the new king excelled. Henry V had been brought up to be literate and numerate to an unusual degree, probably because he was the son and grandson of two great patrons of literature, chivalry, and learning. John of Gaunt was famously an early patron of the court poet Geoffrey Chaucer, who became his brother-in-law, a patronage that was continued by Henry IV. After Chaucer's death, Henry IV offered his position to Christine de Pizan, no doubt hoping that as she was a widow and her only child, her 16-year-old son, was effectively a hostage in his household, she could be persuaded to agree. If so, he completely misjudged this redoubtable woman, who had once replied to criticism that it was inappropriate for a woman to be learned as it was so rare, that it was even less fitting for a man to be ignorant as it was so common. De Pizan had no intention of becoming the English court poet, but feigned acquiescence in order to obtain my son's return. After laborious maneuvers on my part and the expedition of some of my works, my son received permission to come home so he could accompany me on a journey I have yet to make. Not surprisingly, she later became one of the bitterest and most vocal critics of Henry V and the English invasions of France.